Good evening and welcome. Come on in and find a seat. We are so excited you all are here to our spring concert and musical, children's choir, youth choir, a mouthful. But we are excited to have you here for all of our choirs tonight. And they have been working so hard this semester learning these songs for our Lord, but also for you to be encouraged tonight. Let me open us in a word of prayer, and then we will start with our Shouts of Joy choir. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this evening. We can gather together once again today, Lord, to celebrate the gift of music as we start with our children's choirs. At a very young age, we want to teach them your truth set to music. We're thankful for the many directors and parent volunteers that have helped prepare for tonight. I just pray you'd bless the evening, bless the kids as they sing, the directors as they lead, the tech, all the support that we need for tonight to go well. We just offer it up to you as praise and worship tonight, and may you be pleased and honored. In Christ's name, amen. All right, well, our first choir that we're going to have come is our Shouts of Joy. This is our kindergarten choir under the direction of Bethany Wren. Wonderful job, kids. That was a lot of memorization going on. And how about for our first handbell choir at Countryside Bible Church? Great job. Yes. All right. They're going to turn in their handbells, and then Mom and Dad be looking for the kids. They're going to come sit with you now for the musical in just a few minutes. So the kids are going to come out there, be waving them down as our next choir gets ready. So our next choir is our Joy Song Choir. This is first and second grade under the direction of Kelly Sandifer. Wonderful job, kids. I love that new song by City of Light. That was great. All right, we're going to dismiss these kids now to the parents also. So parents, could you stand up where you're at so your kids can find you? And then we'll get ready for our next choir. Go ahead. All right. Well, I'm excited to add our youth choir to our performance tonight for the first time ever. It's good to have them under the direction of Spencer Castle. Thank you. Beautiful job. Thank you guys so much. And I think God wanted to get in on the action during that song. He was punctuating his greatness out there. Well, thank you guys. Give our tech crew just a minute or two to get ready for the musical. And I'm glad we have a boat because it's going to rain. It's going to rain. All right, and now our Joyful Sounds Choir, which is grades 3 to 5, present Captain Noah and the one and only Zoo Cruise for Twos.
Arkadelphia, my hometown. A long, long time ago, my present home is in heaven, but I've been allowed to come here tonight for this special occasion. You see, the people of my day were terribly wicked, and God saw their hearts were focused only on evil, all the time. He was heartbroken, sorry he had made the human race. His solution? Well, it involved a great flood, an enormous ark, and a family of it I know a little something about. I hope you enjoy our story, and now, it's our pleasure to present to you Captain Noah and the one and only Zoo Cruise for Twos.
Thank you. This is Ham the Weatherman with the local weather updates on the twos. Right now, there's not a cloud in the sky. Humidity is holding steady at usual 20%. It's very sunny, but isn't it always in good old Arkadelphia? Chance of rain? Well, let's just say, don't bet your camels on this one. Stay tuned to Yawn, your Ark Weather Network, where you can always catch local weather updates on the twos. This is meteorologist Ham, son of Noah.
Put me right to sleep. But Ham's usually right about one thing, the weather.
Maybe so, but that guy Noah is a couple bagels short of a picnic.
Hey Noah, don't look now, but we think you're all wet.
The rain is playing, stay faintly in his rain. Raindrops keep falling on his head.
Can believe whatever you want, but it won't change the truth. As sure as God is Jehovah, it's gonna rain.
It's
come here, please.
Yo!
Are you ready for your special assignment?
Yo!
It's a really big job. Are you sure?
Yo!
Dear Abby, I need some advice. All Shem ever says is yo. Has he always been this way?
Noah, don't you remember? Ever since Shem was a wee little lumberjack, he's been more of a doer than a talker. But don't worry, he'll be perfect for this job. After all, the Gopherwood Forest is one of his favorite places. As far as his yo goes, you can ask Sasha what he means. You do remember how she kind of interprets for him, right?
Okay. Shem, I need you to go for Gopherwood, and tons of it. This is going to be an enormous ark. It will have to be large enough to carry at least 2 of every animal, and it's going to have 3 decks. Understand?
Yo? He wants to know how much gopher wood is tons. In other words, how much wood should a woodchopper chop? Woodchopper should chop wood.
Let's just say chop around the clock. Or to put it another way, chop until you drop, okay?
Yep, yo!
I think I have a headache. Yow.
No, no, Noah. It's not yow, it's yo. He said yo, Noah.
I have a feeling this is gonna be a long century.
Yo!
Timber!
Oh no, there he goes with his yo again.
Official yawn forecast. A little bit of a cool front is arcing its way towards us from the south. If you're like me, you'll be doing some work outdoors. My family has a very special outdoor project. One day, mark my words, the Ark will be the envy of Arkadelphia. But more on that later. For your Ark Weather Network, I am Ham the Weatherman.
For that position on the Weather Network. I would have grilled him good before I gave him that job.
You would have grilled him? Yum. Now that you mention it, I'm hungry.
Ham is such a joke. And then there's his brother Shem, Mr. Gung-Ho Yo.
Yo.
Not to mention their dad. Old man, rain on the brain.
Hello,
Noah, is there anybody home? It's raining, it's raining.
Hey, Noah, what about this song?
Rain, rain, go away, come again another day.
All aboard for Captain Noah's Desert Cruise.
Hey, Noah. What are you going to call your boat? The SS Sand Flea?
Yeah. How about the Desert Dinghy?
I've got it. Let's call it the Princess of Artness.
Here's the latest from Yawn, your Ark Weather Network. with updates on the twos. Now, the five-day forecast. I might as well make it a five-decade forecast. At any rate, you can expect more of the same nice weather for the foreseeable future. Those weekend weddings should come off without a hitch. Remember, you can always catch local weather updates on the twos, right here on Yon. This is Ham, the man with the weather plan.
Loving son and daughter-in-law?
Japheth, Sula, your father wants you!
Hello, Pop! Oh, look, this hamster! She's got these gorgeous beady eyes! Isn't she a beauty?
Yes, son, but there's no time for...
And we found the most amazing pair of kangaroos in the entire Gopherwood Forest!
A pair? That's perfect!
We named one of them Jumper.
And the other one, we named him Skippy.
Great. Now hop back there and get Jumpy and Skippy and bring them into the ark. After that, go and get two of every animal and bird, a male and a female. It's almost time for the rain to start. Hurry!
It'll be a zoo cruise for twos. I love it. Thanks, Pop.
Don't thank me. Thank the Lord.
Life as we have known it for this special weather bulletin. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know quite how to say this, but a major thunderstorm is heading our way with severe flash flooding expected everywhere. I'm sorry to report that it is too late to prepare. Only those on the ark will be spared. This will be my last forecast for quite some time. I am Ham, son of Noah. Goodbye.
Thank you.
two, we came in. Two by two, we came into the ark, until finally all the animals and birds were aboard. My family and I then joined them for the voyage to a brand new world, a fresh start. Of course, I know now what I did not know then. The ark represents Jesus Christ, our Savior. Only by placing our faith in Jesus can we be spared when judgment comes at the end of the age. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 24. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. From the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing of what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. There you have it, in Jesus' own words. Just as people were unprepared for the judgment at the time of the flood, there will be those who are unprepared for Jesus' return. The message of Noah's Ark is this: don't wait until it's too late. Receive the love and forgiveness of Jesus now, while there's still time. Two by two, we came into the ark. But today, people receive salvation by faith in Christ, not two by two, but one by one. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
The rain will bring God's judgment for sure, but it will bring something else too.
What's that?
His mercy for a fresh start.
That's true, Abigail. Lord God Jehovah, we have obeyed you completely. Now please fulfill your word you gave us those many years ago. Send your rain.
Just now.
were right on the money.
For a while there, I thought my career as a weatherman was all washed up.
Washed up!
Children, we must all praise the Lord for his goodness to protect us and the animals during this long flood.
I agree. You all did a great job following the feeding and cleaning schedules that Japheth and I organized for the animals.
Too right.
And the gopher wood held up tremendously thanks to the watchful eyes of Shem and Sasha.
Yeah!
What he means is it was no problem.
Hey, Dad, how much longer till we can let the animals out? I'm afraid they're getting a bit grumpy. Listen.
Have patience. Just a few more days, and then it will be dry enough.
Oh,
This is Ham the Weatherman with the weather bulletin that's sure to cure those Zoo Cruise for Two's blues. I'm happy to report that I can see clearly now. The rain is gone, so it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. And not only that, word has it, there's a rainbow overhead. See for yourselves. This is Ham the Weatherman with the new dawn for Yawn.
And there was a rainbow in the sky. God put it there himself as a sign of his promise that he would never again destroy the ark with a flood. The rainbow reminds us that God's kind heart and wonderful plan of salvation are perfectly revealed through his Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world.
Wow, what an amazing night. Excellent job, kids. What a blessing. Wonderful music and an amazing story told so well. And of course, tonight's musical is based on the biblical account of God saving Noah and his family in a giant boat. Quite amazing. We can read about it in Genesis 6 to 9, which means this is a real event. It's a real event with real people that really happened. There really was a man named Noah who God commanded to build an ark. The ark really was filled with at least two of every land-dwelling animal. And there really was a massive, global, devastating flood that killed all the people not in the ark. Here's what the Bible says in Genesis 7 about the destruction of this flood. It says, "Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days, and the water increased and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. And the water prevailed more and more upon the earth so that all the high mountains everywhere under the heavens were covered, and all flesh that moved on the earth perished. Thus, God blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the earth, and only Noah was left together with those with him in the ark." Massive devastation. Everyone died. And the big question is, why? Why the flood? And why the ark? Well, this story shines a giant, powerful spotlight on two vitally important truths that you desperately need to know. First, God judges sin. Sin is anything that we say or think or do that disobeys God's word. And in Noah's day, much like our day today, sin was rampant on the earth. This is how Genesis 6 describes it. It says, "Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Evil thoughts led to judgment. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, 'I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land.'" Then he says in verse 17, "Behold, I am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life, and everything that is on the earth shall perish." God brought the flood as a judgment for sin. This means that God takes sin very seriously. You know, we tend to kind of downplay our sin a little bit, don't we? It's only a small lie. No one else knows about it. It's getting me out of trouble. Doesn't really matter. We downplay our sin, or we blame somebody else. Yeah, sure, I lashed out in anger, but did you see what they did to me? I'm justified in my response. It's important for us to know that that is not how God sees your sin. You're accountable to God for your sin. It is serious to him. Listen to what Psalm 5:5 says. It says that God hates all iniquity. He hates all sin. It says that God destroys those who speak falsehood. He destroys liars. Revelation 21:8 says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Have you ever told a lie? Or you're liable to this judgment. The Lord abhors or is filled with disgust towards the man of violence and deceit. You see, God hates sin, and he will judge all sin, and that puts us in big trouble. Because all have sinned. The Bible says, Romans 3:23, that all have sinned and fallen short of God's perfect standard. So we're guilty. God is the judge. The verdict is guilty. And what is the sentence? What have you and I earned because we are sinners? Well, the Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin, what God will pay you for your sin, is death and hell forever. What the people in Noah's day earned for their sin was death, and God's judgment fell fast, it fell hard, it was complete, and it was unavoidable if you were not in that ark. And if you die in your sin, God's judgment will fall quick, it will fall hard, it will be complete, and it will be completely unavoidable if you die in your sin. and that puts you in a desperate situation, and it horrifies me. I don't want you to go to hell. It horrifies me to think of that. And it also makes me really glad that there's a second very important truth to the story. Yes, God judges sin, but thankfully, God saves sinners. Psalm 103:8 says that the Lord is merciful and gracious. He is abounding in loving kindness, and he is slow to anger. Abounding, he is overflowing with loving kindness, brimming to the edge. You and I broke God's law, and even though we have sinned against them, even though we deserve death, God is merciful. That means that God is kind to undeserving sinners like you and me. Although Noah was a sinner, Noah was just like us, the Bible says that Noah found favor in the eyes of God, and he saved him through the ark. Although you and I are sinners that deserve death, the Lord, in his love and in his mercy, provided a way for you and I to have our sins removed, a way for us to be reconciled to our God. And he didn't send an ark this time, but he sent a rescuer. He sent a man to take all of your sin upon himself and pay your penalty of death. 2,000 years ago, God became a man, Jesus of Nazareth, and he lived a perfect life. Never sinned one time, not a sinful thought or a word or a deed. And then he went to the cross and died. The wages of sin is death. Jesus died on the cross, not for his sins, because he didn't have any. He died for the sins of the world, for the sins of everyone who will put their faith and their hope and their trust in him. And then he rose again, and he is alive today. You and I broke God's law. Jesus paid your fine of death on the cross. And if you repent of your sins and trust alone in Jesus, you will be saved. But you got to know there's only one way to salvation, and that's Christ. We learn from this amazing story that you guys told that God called Noah and his family to enter the ark, and they obeyed him. Genesis 7:15 says that they entered as God had commanded them, and then the Lord closed the door behind them. There was one way to escape that flood, and it was through the door of the ark. There is one way for you to escape hell, and that is through Christ alone. Listen to what Jesus says, how he describes himself in John 10:9. Jesus says this, he says, "I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved. There is salvation in no one else." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Peter said to a crowd in Acts 4:12, he says that there's salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven by which you must be saved. You must repent and trust alone in Jesus Christ, and that is what God is calling you to do today. Stop trusting in yourself and your goodness. You can't earn your way to heaven, because by works of the law, the Bible says in Romans 3:20, will no man be justified. Put your faith in Jesus. Put your faith in Christ alone, and you will be saved. So if you're here tonight, maybe you just came because your cousin's in the musical, or your grandson is singing in the choir, and you're here tonight and you're not in Christ, let me encourage you not to ignore this message of salvation in Christ alone. It took Noah roughly about 100 years to build the ark, and he labored hard to build that ark, but it wasn't just physical labor that he did, because the Bible says in 2 Peter 2 that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Noah was calling people to repent, turn from their sins, trust in the God of creation, get in the ark and be saved. He pled with people day after day as a preacher of righteousness, and the people ignored him. No doubt they scoffed and they mocked him. But I also have no doubt that there were some that thought, you know, there might be something to this. And next week when I come back through here, I'm going to talk to him about it. And then the judgment came. And the rains fell, and the door was shut, and the floodwaters rose, and it was too late. Let that not be your story. 155,000 people roughly die every single day. You might not have tomorrow. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Repent and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you will be saved. You'll be with Jesus forever in heaven, and you will pass out of judgment. Why don't I pray for us? Lord, we praise you because you are good, you are mighty. Lord, praise you that you are a saving God. Although we deserve judgment, Lord, you provided salvation in the form of your Son, free gift of eternal life found only in Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the cross. I thank you for providing a way for us to have our sins removed. Lord, I pray for those here that do not know you, Lord, that they would repent and trust in you. Thank you for your Son, our rescuer and our Savior. Thank you for this evening, these wonderful children that work so hard to make this happen. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we close tonight, I want to say thank you to several very important people who were very instrumental in making this wonderful evening happen. First and foremost, I think we need to thank these kids one more time. These kids, all the kids that helped us tonight. Great job. And of course, a children's choir is made up of children. Children need good leadership, and by God's grace and mercy and blessing to our church, he has given us amazing directors. We had an amazing youth choir tonight for the first time, and that was led by director Spencer Castle. Let's give Spencer a big round of applause. Spencer, are you here? Where is Spencer? Right here. Thank you. Good job. Our Shouts of Joy choir, the little ones, the kindergartners, were led by Bethany Wren. Bethany, would you mind standing up so we can give you a big round of applause right here? Thank you so much. And sad to say, but it is true, Bethany has helped us for years. She's done an awesome job with our kindergarten choir, and this is her last year, so make sure you thank her for all the years of service that she has done that. Yes, one more. So we had our kindergarten choir. We also had a couple of wonderful songs by our first and second grade choir, the Joy Song, and that is led by Kelly Sandifer. Kelly, would you please stand up for us so that we can give you a big round of applause? Thank you. Wonderful job. And then last but certainly not least, we had an amazing musical, many dozens of hours put into this, and our children's musical was by our Joyful Sounds Choir, led by Kirsten Bigelow. Kirsten, would you please stand up so we can thank you? Good job. Of course, the singing was beautiful, and the play was amazing to look at and to hear. But it's no good if you can't hear or see it. But thankfully, we have an awesome AV crew back here. Thank you so much, Bill and Josh. Sounded great. Good job. And no musical about Noah and the Ark is complete without an ark. And thankfully, we had Bill Wakeman and his crew to construct this awesome ark. Bill, could you please stand up? Where are you at? I know you're here somewhere. Thank you. Good job. Thank you for that. Many of you also were involved, not as directors, but very instrumental in making this and our fall choir happen. Could you stand up if you had any part in any of our choirs, behind the scenes or whatever? We want to thank you. Please stand up. All of you guys who helped with our choirs, stand up, please. Appreciate you guys. And finally, I want to thank you parents for allowing us to be involved in the lives of your kids. It is an honor and a privilege to be a part of every bit of the children's ministry in this church. And so I thank you for being a part or allowing us to be a part of that. Thank you for each and every one of you for joining us in this special evening. I hope you have a wonderful night. You are dismissed.